So then we bring you to this exhibition game, which is April 3rd, 1977. And maybe, Wayne, do you want to kind of set the overall stage what happened that day?
All right. It was Sunday afternoon, and I was called to ask if I wanted to do the scoreboard. For the first time, it was an electronic scoreboard. Up to that point, it was a hand-operated scoreboard out in right center field, and so it was an electronic scoreboard that Fourth National Bank had purchased for the ballpark. So I was excited. It was Sunday. I think the game started at 1. I think I skipped Sunday school and came to the ballpark. It had rained all morning, but about 11 o'clock, the weather started to clear, and the game was going to go on. And there was about 5,000 people in the stands, and that's about all it could hold. The game began, and then it started to cloud up again and began to lightly rain. And then in the second inning, it began to rain again, and there was some thunder. And then I heard what I thought was a heavy thunderclap. And what had happened, part of the stands had given way. The people had come up underneath the stands where there was a roof on the right field side between home and first base. And they got in an area that was too weak for 2,500 people to stand on. And about 17, 18 people fell about 20 feet onto a concrete walkway.
Absolutely.
Some of the people were injured. The game was stopped for quite a long time. The ambulance came. The accident occurred near the clubhouse of the Houston Astros, and about 10 or 12 of those men came out and carried people in their arms out to the ambulance. I remember
the Houston Astros did, and the Rangers, right. All the players helped carry, yes, the people to the ambulances. There were 17 of them that ended up in different hospitals. And
right.
When I say that, there was nobody that was a major. I think there might have been one or so that was
more than just an overnight stay in the
right.
hospital.
That's yes. right, yes. yes. One maybe stayed more than overnight.
Yes.
Well, both of you were there when it happened.
Yes.
And I brought my family about 20 minutes after it happened, so we were all in the grounds at least at the same right. time as we talk about this. So, what are you thinking, Bill? Was Roy there?
No, Roy was, wherever it was, he was traveling. He wasn't here. And we were to leave the next morning after this game, which was a Monday morning. And we were going to meet at spring training down in Hollywood, Florida. I believe that's where it was. But anyway, this accident just really got the press from all over the country. I mean, there was people everywhere that were talking about this stadium collapse. And we were fortunate that it wasn't any more people hurt seriously than there was.
What about liability issues? Did those people that were hurt,
well,
were they sued?
We were insured by, I don't know if you remember the man's name or not, but he basically Highway 33.
Dan P. Holmes.
Dan P. Holmes, that's right. He was the insurance agent for the fairgrounds. We ended up, there was some settlements and stuff. I don't know all of them, but basically they did a good job. They handled it, but Dan P. Holmes was the man. He was here also. So we went on and left the next day and went to spring training. We had never played the ball game with our own team. At that time, we had named them the Drillers since A-Ray wouldn't allow us to use the Oiler name.
Then I would imagine the county officials then ruled the park unsafe immediately the next work day.
They did have the park inspected, and they decided to tear it down, which they did soon after. Got it ready before the season started with the new team, the Drillers, Tulsa Drillers. We only had temporary stadium, and we only had temporary seats. We had very few seats, and fortunately, we'd sold, I think, I can't remember exactly how many season tickets we'd sold, but I'm going to guess probably we'd sold 1,000 or better. I can't remember, but we started playing, and we had a pretty good team that year.
Yes, you did. You won. Well, the Texas League is divided into the first half of the season and the second half of the season to determine playoff teams. And Tulsa won the first half of the Texas League Eastern Division in 1977.
Right.
But then this makeshift ballpark reduced the seating capacity down quite a bit to, what, 3,500?
About 3,500 is all the temporary stadium held, and attendance was not good. The play was all right, but the park was not a fan favorite. There was no shade.
It had no cover. It was just temporary stadium. I mean, Oral Roberts had a lot better facility than we did to play in. So we struggled for 2 or 3 years. I mean, really, Roy and I really struggled to keep it here.
So here you are, Bill, a businessman and you're used to making money, you are now losing money.
Absolutely.
And you weren't used to losing money.
No, we didn't like it.
How did you justify that?
Well, John, when you were doing the programs at Tulsa Mountains back those days,
yeah.
I think the first interview that we had, you interviewed us. This was before the ball game, as a matter of fact, our first ball game. We interviewed on KRMG with you.
Yeah.
I think I told everybody at that time that I wasn't in it for the money, that Roy and I were in it to try to satisfy the city of Tulsa. We wanted to have where a family of four could come out to the ballpark, have a hot dog, have a Coke, and get in for $20. We were able to do that, but we really struggled because our average probably was $700 to...
It was in the latter days in 78, 79. It was about $700-$800 a game.
Game, and that's not enough. The fortunate thing we had was we had our association, which was a very good friendship between myself and Eddie Childs and Brad Corbett. So they helped carry us a lot. So we basically were able to make it work. As a matter of fact, Roy brought Hee-Haw in, Sam Lovello, and we did a program on Channel 2, I believe it was.
Jerry Weber helped form
that. That's right.
They had a telethon to help raise some money to build the ballpark, and that was
okay.
In 1979.
And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But do you know what an angel you were at that time? Because everything came together at the right moment. Here's a construction man like you. You loved the town. You had baseball in your genetics, and you loved it. And you were the man of the moment. That if you had not been there, who knows how long Tulsa might have languished without a team, might have gone for some time.
It very well could have. There wasn't a lot of people out trying to buy franchises when we ended up buying the one from Lafayette, Louisiana. But again, as I say, the city had been good to me, and it's been good to Roy. Fortunately, we were able to keep it here through the hard times.
And it had to be disappointing, and hardly anybody came out. Did you ever think about getting out, wanting to sell?
I don't know how many times. I hate to say a grown man cries, but there's times when I nearly cried. I mean, it just seemed like that we couldn't get a ballpark built. Again, LaFortune and Mel Rice and Terry Young and all of them wanted to help, but we just could only do so much.
It was in 1979, the county held a bond election to build a new ballpark which
failed.
Would be 9,200 people seating.
Right.
And that was defeated 53-47%.
Right.
So here you are throwing thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars at this thing, and it's defeated. And you're thinking, and this is what I get? This is my answer?
There's no question that there was times I thought that. That's right.
I have kept it alive now for 3 years, and at least the public could step up and help me and pass this. What do you think was surrounding the time there in 79 that would cause that to be defeated? Why do you think they didn't want a new ballpark?
I think that probably the economy wasn't the best at that time, and there was people that were kind of hurting. I think it was hard to pass anything. In the city at that time.
Was that a standalone vote, or were there other things on the ballot?
No, that was the only thing that was on the ballot, the bond issue. That vote was on June 26, 1979.
You probably called Roy and told him this went down to defeat, and the two of you could have said, you know what, we're defeated too, and we're going to move on.
We could have, but we didn't.
But you thought about it.
But we thought about it a lot of times. We've talked about it, and Barbara, Roy's wife, said, I can't believe you're so hard-headed, you won't give up. But that's the way it was, and we stayed in it, and very few people know how much time that I spent, plus Roy's time, looking for some way to build a ballpark. Anyway, we needed a facility. We had a club. We always had excellent players. Texas would give us excellent team. Is that right, Wayne?
Yeah, they were very, very popular with the fans. The players that came here quickly went up to Texas, and while they were here, they were real popular. Guys like, you know, Marty Scott, Billy Sample. Of course, Bobby Jones played here for a little bit before he came back as manager. He was
Pudge Rodriguez got married right down there when he was here.
Yes.
And Pudge just retired recently.
That's right.
Texas really was a partner with us. They were part owners of the franchise as we were. It was a joint venture between us and the Rangers.
Well, what about the front office of the Texas Rangers? When Tulsa turns this thing down, they must have had some input into your thinking as well.
They were discouraged, but again, they were trying to train ball players, and they were having their own growing pains because they were in the same thing as we were. They were trying to build a new stadium back then. It wasn't the happiest time for the Rangers, as it wasn't the happiest time for the Drillers.
And your time was taken away from your own business. Would it be fair to say that maybe your business suffered some because of this?
I'm sure it did. Yes, yeah. I'm sure it did.
Anybody would have said, Bill, if you leave, we understand. You need to go back and tend to your business, and you're just throwing money in the wind right now with this ballpark, right?
I think that probably that was said several times.
And probably some people said that Bill Rawlings crazy.
That's right. I'm sure that's true, too. Maybe it was you, John.
No.